From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting an announcement anticipated in hours on Iran nuclear talks. An announcement on the status of the Iran nuclear talks in Vienna is expected shortly as six world powers and Iran continue negotiating the future of Tehran's nuclear program to ensure it has no military dimensions. Several self-imposed deadlines to reach a comprehensive agreement have come and gone. John Kirby is a U.S. State Department spokesman.
There's been genuine progress made. I think Secretary Gary believes that, and he said as much, that we're close. But there still remains some sticking points, some issues that still need to be resolved. And so we'll see where they go. But our focus is on what's going on inside the negotiating room.
A White House spokesman indicates negotiators would remain at the table as long as the discussions are productive. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has called on both sides in the conflict in South Sudan to give up war for the sake of the people and the future of the country. Mr. Ban, speaking Monday on the sidelines of an international conference in Ethiopia, called for compromise between President Salva Kiir and rebel leader Riek Machar.
True leadership means making compromises. It means stopping the fighting, stopping the killing and raping, stopping the destruction of the country. Peace in South Sudan also requires support from its neighbors. I urge President Museveni and President Bashir to use their influence on the parties to help end this conflict.
South Sudan, which gained independence 4 years ago, has been plagued by violence since December 2013 that has left thousands dead and millions displaced. Last week, rebel leader Machar warned the conflict would continue as long as President Kiir remains in power. This is